Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about metabolic changes using nicotine. Yeah, if you're a nicotine user, this message is for you. Or if you know somebody using nicotine, you might want to listen. But let's do our devotional very first off. We're going to look at Psalms 9, and it says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for you, Lord, have not forgotten them that seek you." That's right. Seek the Lord's face and mind the time it grows short. All right, we're going to be jumping into this topic, metabolic changes using nicotine. Now, science is finding that tobacco and nicotine have a significant impact on the human body, and most people know about the addictive outcome, but many do not know how their other important organs are affected. So for this reason, health insurance and life insurance companies want to know if you use tobacco and nicotine products, as it increases the cost of the coverage. So this information could be used to justify increasing the cost of family coverage. According to Endocrine Society, March 2026, they said, parental use of nicotine can lead to metabolic changes in the next generation. And they also said diabetes is a lifelong condition and treatment and management creates a substantial financial burden, end of quote. Interesting. Well, let's just look at this research, March 2026 of the Endocrine Society in Washington, D.C. And they found that nicotine not only changes health outcomes in the user, but also passing it down genetically to the children. Therefore, science is suggesting that addictive substances can alter the metabolism of the next generation. And this research involved lab mice, and when science, you know, came in contact with this, when the lab mice came in contact with this nicotine, the offspring's metabolic function regarding sugar, glucose, insulin, and liver function was altered. So this research was published in the March 2026 Journal of Endocrine Society. According to them, another quote, they say, "These shifts may be linked to a higher risk of diabetes and related metabolic diseases. Nicotine exposure in fathers may alter how their children's bodies process sugar that could be linked to diabetic risk." So Americans know that the diabetes epidemic is kind of out of control. According to the CDC, it is estimated that over 40 million Americans have diabetes. According to medical research, it is possible that there is multiple ways to become diabetic, such as eating too much refined sugar, genetics, childhood vaccines, and possibly nicotine use. According to Endocrine Society, they say, if nicotine is contributing to diabetes and other diseases, this is preventable. Reducing behaviors such as smoking and using electronic cigarettes or nicotine pouches would help slow the growing diabetic epidemic, end of quote. Now, if science is saying a generation of offspring can be spared diabetes or other health conditions with the elimination of nicotine use, then it may become a health requirement for couples who are using nicotine and want to have children to quit using nicotine products. Here's a quote from Professor Camario Garcia. He's a professor of microbiology at Environmental Toxicology at UC Santa Cruz. And he says, considering the evidence that male exposure can increase the likelihood of their children developing chronic diseases, it is critical to incorporate male health into preconception care, end of quote. So the research team also determined that the negative effects of the study were from the nicotine and not the byproducts or additives found in your cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Well, there's other organ damage. So in some other studies that were published in March 2020 by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, they found that nicotine causes oxidative stress, inflammation, and scarring of the liver. In addition, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, January 2023, reported nicotine also alters the cholesterol metabolism by reducing bile, and it reduces the gallbladder from emptying. So the gallbladder is not going to empty, and it encourages the formation of your gallstones. So these two studies suggested your nicotine can give users gallbladder and liver diseases, but That is not all. Studies suggest that your nicotine can cause damage to testicular function with long-term suppression of testosterone levels in men. And that was in January 2013, study by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. Here's a quote from National Library of Medicine of that study. Smokers generally have a higher risk of lower libido and decreased sexual drive compared to non-smokers. This also may include ED, erectile dysfunction, due to the nicotine damaging the blood vessels and inhibiting blood flow. End of quote. Wow. Well, getting off nicotine, I think we might want to consider that, right? There are several ways science offers smokers to stop smoking, and most of you know what they are. However, there is a plant called Lobelia inflata that contains an alkaloid that mimics nicotine, but without the addictive and harmful effects. So this plant is helpful to transition off your nicotine product without any withdrawal. And you're going to find a product with Lobelia called Smoker's Helper at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can check them out, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. Very effective. So you just take a little dose of this when you have a craving to smoke, and then eventually all your cravings are further and further apart, and then you're just not smoking. Very affordable as well. Safe and affordable. I love that. Now, protecting your organs is important. So your assets of your organs, you know, you can help them regenerate if you just know how to do that. You can help them to heal. And there are herbs that can help you do that with the liver and the gallbladder. So I love to use milk thistle for the liver and barberry for the gallbladder. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have both these formulas, plus they have a liver detox tea to help out. And it's very cinnamony, so it's very nice tasting. Barberry bark is a gallbladder scrubber. So if you got a lot of gunk in the gallbladder where all the impurities from the liver go, then that's an asset for you. So to learn more, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you can also ask about their other hormones just for men. So they have a whole just for men section, so you can check that out to help out your endocrine system, your reproductive system, and it's all a plus. And check them out at The Power Herbs, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Get their free product catalog. It will empower you. And that's all I have for today, but I thank you for listening and sharing. And the information is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.